I'm Etienne Duveilly, I'm the DDG of Africa Rice and Director of Research based here in Wake. And we are happy today to have visitors from the region to discuss the possibilities to outscale and multiply hybrid seed with the private sector in the region. This is a new technology. I mean, by that the yield potential for hybrid rice is significantly higher than the conventional best varieties that we are using in the region. And after having invested for several years in research, we now have several products that are ready, and we believe that it is time to see how we can really make sure that the seed can become available to the farmers and in a sustainable and profitable way for the seed companies. We cannot just produce the seed by ourselves. We are a research institution, and the skills to produce also hybrid seed requires a full dedication with the capability of a company that can really invest in this technology to make sure that it is profitable and that it is reaching the end users. We did this research projects including from the Gates Foundation in collaboration with China, but also with the national programs, who are really key players also to test test these materials in the region. Over the years, we make great progress to make sure also that the outcome of the research would be materials with resistance to the disease of the region, which is very important because it's not only that you have high-yielding varieties, you need to have also the genetic resistance to control and to make sure that you are not affected by the pathogens and pests that you have here in Africa. One of those varieties has been looking very promising, and has also the advantage of having the fragrance, the scent that is liked by the end users, the consumers, and has been released in Senegal. We know that it's difficult for anyone to produce hybrid seed unless you have really the staff, the skills, the training, and the capability that you usually have in private sector. And that's why we are very happy to really see the possibilities for the private sector to be interested in this technology and to really bring it to a scale that provides the seed, the renewal of the seed in time, to make sure that people who will adopt the hybrid seed technology would keep going and can renew the seed over years. Yes, I mean, the TAT program is really a program that is really very important to transform agriculture in Africa. And we are happy to be one of the centers and one of the stakeholders working in this very big initiative, which is a collective effort with different research centers. And Africa Rice is in charge of this what we call the Rice Compact. We work with 11 countries plus 7 so-called spillover countries, so 18 countries potentially, and particularly at the level of outscalings, the new seed, new varieties, but also mechanization, best agronomic practices, and one, for example, of the techniques is the rice advice. So we really try to make sure that the new technologies that are readily available are being used by farmers, and that's one of the main purpose of TAT. TAT is, as everybody knows, is an effort that is funded by the AFDB and also with contribution at some level also with the Gates Foundation. So we are very thankful for these donors and investors to really make sure that we have the resources to make a difference for the users in Africa.